This podcast may contain adult themes and triggering topics. Please be kind to yourself if you get triggered by what we discuss.
Also, this isn't a substitute for therapy or counseling. Please listen to the appendix at the end for some of our recommendations for resources that will help you find a qualified mental health care provider.
Now, we take you to a time in the near future where emotional abuse has been appropriately deemed a crime and the survivors find a home to reclaim their lives and freedom. This is Haven, and these are the stories of the reclaimers.
Jane, this is the one Gwen wanted you to see.
Oh, how adorable.
She chose Marie Curie because it's Grandma Jane's favorite.
Oh, Ashley, she really does look so much like you.
I think so. And Zuzu looks more and more like Phoenix every day.
Hello, Ash. Jane, thank you for meeting me.
You're welcome.
Of course.
Topher's on his way, but I've briefed him.
Oh, hey, sorry I'm late. I posted another security team outside.
Security?
Yes.
Because...
Ash, I don't know what's going on, but I do know that Feeny met with a survivor and didn't say that survivor's name one time during an entire session.
Not once?
Excuse me? I'm sorry, what does that mean?
It's part of the empowering tools. Feeny developed a sort of shortcut mantra in session where he uses someone's name to help refocus them on their own beliefs and needs instead of the abuser's deception.
Oh, that boy, he's so brilliant.
He is. But this tool is one of his foundational approaches in session. To not use it means there's something horribly wrong.
This is escalating from our talk the other day?
Yes.
And you've been spending time, safe time, in the auricular?
I haven't been on his side in quite some time.
What's happening in there?
Feeny's been a bit withdrawn from both Percy and me.
When he blocked you?
Yes.
He blocked you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I understand why you'd be concerned.
What can we do to help?
Jane, Feeny's been having these night terrors about his childhood. And there's all these scenes that keep flooding him.
Flooding?
He gets emotionally overwhelmed when these images come up. Many of them are to do with his abuser. Your abuser. But the most recent ones, he's in a hospital room, or he's in the Baltimore Aquarium, or... he's on your front porch, the house he grew up in.
Oh, dear.
You know these scenes?
Oh, Feeny said he shared that all three of you knew about my suicide attempt.
You don't have to talk about anything that you aren't comfortable with.
No, I'm all right. I can talk about it. I just think that perhaps Feeny's not ready to share what those images mean.
Why wouldn't he be ready to share?
I think he takes on his mama's guilt.
Your guilt?
When he was little, I couldn't stop him from reading me. He was a brilliant, gifted boy, and you know about the custody problems.
That must have been so difficult.
Oh, the worry and fear. I felt like I was going to drown him if he felt all that. So I found a way to protect him. And I've worried ever since that I made him question.
I can't imagine the hell you've been through trying to protect his gift and him from the world.
From his father. That was the main. Anyone who's ever been abused or bullied knows that once you're free, you'll do anything to avoid getting sucked back in.
Of course you would want to protect him while you protect yourself.
No one blames you for that, Jane. He certainly doesn't.
You know that for certain? Because I've worried for so long that he does. And now that his abuser is dead? If you've never been through abuse, you don't know what it's like to fight battles in your head with someone you long ago broke contact with.
That's a good way to describe it.
Oh, I worry that he heard those battles in my head and took it as a sign that he didn't protect me.
What makes you say that?
He's so closed off as an adult. He was a warm, loving child, and now...
Well, we've seen him be a warm, loving adult.
Yes, but there's a piece of him he won't acknowledge.
Jane, I can hear anything you need to tell me. And you can broadcast or just say it out loud, but I think you're struggling to share because you need to hear. Your son built an entire justice reform so that no one would ever have to suffer as you did.
What?
all the tools, everything we built into the Haven's best practices in the court system, how we handle custody with abusers, every single thing he's done with the thought. This would have stopped it from happening to Mama Jane.
It's not his job to protect me.
He knows that.
No, he doesn't.
What are you saying?
Oh, can you give me one moment? I need to VidCon Vera.
Of course.
She is so sad. Her guilt is palpable.
Yes, but I'm getting something underneath.
Where's Feeny?
Physically, I don't know.
You haven't seen him today?
I haven't seen him this week.
It's not good.
The logs indicate he's been in his office every day.
You haven't seen him either?
Percy, I can broadcast to you.
Yes.
Will you take this message to him?
Oh, Jane.
He doesn't know.
About the...
No, he knows that. He doesn't know why the front porch. That's where I first... Well, Vera was there.
I understand.
Jane, I'd like to hear.
Of course. I think Percy needs to go.
Yes, this is exactly what I needed. Thank you.
Why don't I take you two to get the girls, and we'll wait things out with security at the Soleil house.
That would certainly make me feel better.
No, we'll go get the girls. Feeny just confirmed that he's here at the Haven, but from the way he just answered, I don't think he's mentally here.
I think I have a plan. I'm going to go find him in the auricular.
Then please do that, and when you're done, tell him we're waiting in the kids' lodge.
I will get him.
I know you will. You've always had his back. And mine. Jane, I think I need to hear a story now.
Of course. Percy, you can tell him everything.
Everything?
He deserves to know.
Thank you.
I'll get you two set, then I'm going to come back and find you, Sass.
I'm headed to Nina's office.
I'll see you there.
Maxie?
Hey, Dad.
What are we doing in here?
I brought you here, in a way.
How is that possible?
Well, it turns out that despite what my crop's abuser told the world in that inquiry, you actually didn't attempt your life. You've been alive this whole time, just in a medically induced coma, while Special Forces could figure out what to do with you.
Wow.
I know, it's a lot to take in.
Tell me about it.
I'd like to. I'd like to spend all the time in the world telling you about it, but I don't have time right now.
Well, just tell me one thing. Where's your mother?
After you... Well, after the war and we couldn't find you, she didn't handle it so well, so I had her put in a very lovely place in California. They keep people like her who have terrible delusions.
And she's there?
I thought you told my abuser that your mother was dead.
And aren't you glad I did? It got both her and Feeny trusting me right away.
I trusted you right away.
No, you don't have to repeat everything.
What are we doing here again?
I'm calming my father and getting you and Mycroft ready to see...
Seffi?
Now, see, that's a name we can all tolerate.
Why would we need to tolerate it?
No reason.
Reed? They call you Reed.
They do. I'm a grown man now, Dad.
But you were named for me.
I was. And I like to use our last name, because people talk about you a lot, and I didn't want them to get us confused.
People talk about me? Why is that?
Because you're a hero, Dad.
Oh, son, we have so much to catch up on.
We do. But we all need to call Seffi now.
Call her? I can just...
No, don't do that. We're going to call her the safe way. The way I built through the auricular.
What?
It's a word for a bridge between two telepaths that they create between each other.
Oh. Maxie. Reed.
You can call me whatever you like, Dad.
Maxie.
Yes, Dad?
How did you find me? How did I get here?
Do I know you? You look really familiar.
Maxwell Reed. Pleased to meet you.
And you... Are you sure I don't know you?
Feeny, I think it would be good for you to keep writing that line I gave you. The one about Percy.
Percy is my abuser?
Yes. But write it over and over like I taught you, word after word. All right?
Percy is my abuser. Percy is my abuser. Percy is my abuser.
Now then, back to you, Dad. I found you in Mycroft's paperwork.
Of course! Mycroft. My abuser. He always scared me.
Percy. What? Feeny! No, don't stop. Just quietly. Better.
Mycroft. He's always scared me.
There's nothing to be afraid of. You were scared of Mycroft because Seffi was gaslighting you.
She was?
Yes. But now...
Now?
Now it's time to finally get that one last piece from her.
Oh. The one last piece.
Yes. The one last piece that Seffi has been withholding all these years.
Well... I think it's about time, don't you?
Yes. Dad, can you call out just like I taught you?
For you, son, anything.
Let's try this. Can you read that?
Yes.
Really sell it, though, okay?
On it. Seffi! Seffi, he won't let me go! Please! You've got to help me!
She is my abuser.
Nina.
Right here. Come on in.
I'm here too, just as you asked. What's going on?
I just need to breathe.
Topher filled us in. I take it the discussion with Jane didn't go well?
No, it went fine. I got what I needed from her, but on my way over here, I...
Percy, may I use my gift?
Yes, all of it, both of you.
I'm getting the terror.
Max.
Max?
Max Senior. I was walking back and I just heard Max say, Zeffy, you have to help me. He's in there.
In where?
In the auricular. With Feeny
and... Percy, stop. Take a breath.
But there. He's... They're all there in my head. All four of them.
Persephone, you're shaking. Come over here. Sit down. Take a deep breath, okay?
Okay.
Good. Good. Now, tell us, who is in the auricular?
Feeny, Reed, Max Senior, and my abuser. This isn't happening.
Oh, my stars, Percy, I'm so sorry.
We need to get her back to the witness protection plan.
Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
You're right.
I can't handle that right now.
I'm sorry, Percy. I really think we need to move you, though. If they're broadcasting to you...
No, I have to stay here. I have to go get Feeny. He's in there with them all alone.
We can send someone else, Percy. You shouldn't have to face any of them.
It's not facing. It's not. I have to save Max.
Percy, it's not just an echo, right? Or a memory surfacing?
No. In the auricular, there are just places we hear people from the outside and places we hear our own thoughts and memories. And Feeny and I both have, or used to have, a special way to know if something is us or if it's a voice from someone else.
Voice from someone else, meaning someone you read?
Yes. And Max's voice, it's not coming. Wait.
What is it?
Max is dead.
Right. He took his life.
No, I have. Well, actually, the president has all of the 13, that is. She has all of their remains.
She does?
Yes. It's a long story for another time, but
Can you both help me figure out why I would be hearing Max's voice in the auricular if he's dead?
Is it a hallucination?
No, there's a definitive source for this.
Could it be something Feeny is doing or something that...
Reed?
What about Reed?
Addie put Reed on the restricted access list.
And then Cora's confirmation that Reed was lying to her.
How is Reed responsible for Max's voice in the auricular?
Could it be a mental illness of some sort?
Perhaps a schizophrenia or a subset?
There. If Reed is somehow connected to this and he has a type of schizoid break or perhaps a series of delusions, he could be manifesting something to Feeny, who is then magnifying it.
In the auricular. And my abuser's voice.
If Reed is schizophrenic, he may be hearing all sorts of voices.
Mm. And Feeny and I would hear them too. I need help.
What can we do?
I need to go back in there.
Aren't you in there now?
No. I can sense what's going on in there, and now I can hear the voice projections, but I haven't been in there since Feeny blocked me.
I don't think it's safe for you to go in there if Reed is...
Blocked me. Jeanette, can you use your blocking gift to keep Reed back while I go in there and try to talk to Feeny?
I can certainly try.
Percy?
Thank you. Thank you for the concern, but I have to try. I have to see if I can reach Feeny. Jeanette's here. You're here.
Yes, I'm just concerned about your safety.
Look at it this way. If the auricular is infiltrated, I'm not safe anyway, right?
That's true, but...
But this is the action I can take, Nina. This is it.
I'm not going to stop you, am I?
We go at my pace.
All right. Let's at least prepare a little. How will you proceed once you're in there?
No clue. I'm just going to go see if I can ask Feeny to be let in enough to talk to him.
That's vague and unsettling. Mm. Wait, I've got it. How can we know to help pull you out? Is there some signal you can give us that tells us Jeanette needs to block them from you?
Monet.
Monet?
Fantasy visuals, right? I'll just start visualizing a water lily and broadcasting it to you.
That works.
Thank you, both of you. Wish me luck.
Hey, it's Percy and Feeny here. What you've just heard is a work of fiction, but we know that many listeners are living in a world of pain that isn't fictional at all.
At the end of every episode, we're going to include an appendix of sorts. Some things we hope will serve those who live with a reality of fear and pain every day.
First, we want to let you know about our website, www.empowering.tools, where we keep an ongoing list of books, websites, hotlines, and many other resources for victims and survivors of toxic relationships.
Second, we love to hear from you. If you'd like to share your story with us or let us know how the episode impacted you, we'd love for you to reach out. These are deeply emotional things, and we want to give you a chance to share. We're a small team, so an in-depth response isn't always possible, but we do read every message we receive.
Third, if you're in crisis or you need to find an immediate way out, please call 800-799-7233 for the National Domestic Abuse Hotline. If your abuser is a parent or a non-romantic relationship, there are other resources we've listed on the website that are just for you.
A reminder, emotional violence is still violence. You don't need to have bruises on your body to deserve help, and it's okay to feel what you're feeling when you call.
Fourth, be safe. For some, getting out will take planning and time. If you know you need help, do what you need in order to safely get away.
Lastly, we know how difficult it can be to believe there's hope on the other side of a toxic relationship.
Many on our team know the devastatingly difficult steps it takes to get away from an abusive predator.
But there is hope. You don't have to do it alone. If you don't have supportive family or friends, you can still find support at the hotlines we mentioned earlier or at a local hospital or shelter.
Thousands of survivors have made it out. Getting out and reclaiming your freedom can be your story.
We believe in you.
We believe in your future.
And we believe in your right to that freedom.